This chapter is a great reminder of how much we need God's grace. Sin is a word which has become unfashionable, but it's difficult to come up with another word which conveys its meaning. And believe me, I have tried to find one. Sin really means that we have fallen short of what God requires of us, as we often pray, in word or thought or deed, by mistake or through our own deliberate actions. If we do not know God, that can be a tremendous burden we place upon ourselves, and it is only made worse as we pile regret and pain on top of the sins we have committed by our action or inaction. I expect we can all name things we wish he had or hadn't done in our past, either recently or many, many years ago. Some of those regrets we can still carry with us, regardless of the time that has passed. Jesus reminds us that no matter what we have done or not done in our past, it can be wiped away by his mercy, no matter the duration, size, or impact of that sin. Our challenge, and it can be both an easy one and yet a very difficult one, is to accept that we need that grace and mercy. Once we have done so, our love of God will flourish, and our desire to extend the invitation to experience the grace we have received to others will continually grow. John recognized Jesus and his place in the salvation of the world, and he was a voice crying in the wilderness. His voice was heard and responded to as people came to be baptized. This Lent, let us once again recognize the grace and mercy of God in our lives, and let it stir us up to seek to bring the greatest of good news to the world.